Look, Reb Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas. Reb Kiva Eger says, I am the Chidushay Bechar Shar, Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. I looked up the Bechar Shar and Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. We just learned Soita Mem Zayin Amadeus. And this is just an example of the Murdig Bekias of Reb Kiva Eger, Teshteltzu such a Maramakim. But Al Kopanim, the Bechar Shar, who of course was the Baal Tfuah Shar. So in the end of Masechta Soita, the Gemara talks about Mishar Rabu Roye Panim Bidin, Batol Loy Soguru. So there's two halachas in the Torah that say that a dayan, when he judges, he has to be very, very careful to judge properly and not to give any deference or any chshivas to any person that's like a skiri or is a powerful person. It says loy saguru, it says loy sakiru. But there was a time in history where the shnerabu roy upon badin, where the dayanim already, they weren't like this. So the Bechar Shar over here has an arichos. It's very, very long. And small Oisius as well, where he talks about how in our generation this terrible Chanofa, or Chanufa, or Chanifa, we went through all the different, the Yeshem, the Mikra, Yeshem, the Messiah, is how you even say the word. But the bottom line is we know what it is. It was the Sugi Masech Desaita. And people Chanfa, and they're very, very wrong. And he says, I know why people Chanfa. They Chanfa, it's based on a Ramah, that today you have to be very, very careful. That if there's a powerful person or there's a strong person, it could be a Sofik Bekuach Nefesh. And you have to be worried. And he says, that's the heter, that's where it comes. He went through the 9 degrees of Chanafa when we learned that. But the point is, I know that's the raid and that's where it comes from. But said the Bechar Shar, that unfortunately people overplay this card in a very, very big way. Because it's true. If there is a clear and present danger, that if you're not going to Chanfa someone, Nebuch, what could happen, then you have no choice. You have to chanfa the person. But he says, right times people are chanfaning because nah, the guy's chashiv and they want to look good to him. But just because he's chashiv doesn't mean he's going to kill you. It doesn't mean he's going to do anything dangerous to you. So because he's a gvir, he's dangerous? It's ridiculous. So said the Bechar Shar, it's a very fiery rant, a diatribe, mamish, where he says, I'm very unhappy with it. And he brings two rayas from Gemaras. One is the Gemara Sanhedrin, you test, that's not our sugyo. And the other one is Gittin Daf Yudalad Amidbez. He says, Hagabatzmacha. He says, you had these two Tamidim of Rav Achib, Rav Yoshia. They went to pick up money and then they came back and they allowed, they mamish chant for these guys, right? One of them, anyways, Rav Dustoy, Rav Yan, he says, hit him. What do you mean, hit him? You know, you have a right to tell someone to hit him? And he came back and he told the Rebbe, the reason I said it was because I was scared. He says, really? Explain to me what happened. So he told him like this. Oysem b'nei yadam, it's kedai l'chazadus gemara. Hein amma, they were very, very big. V'koivan amma, they were very big hats. U'medabrin mechetzion, they speak from their stomach, very deep voices. U'shmoyseyem mevuholim, if you would hear their names, that alone would make you pass out. If they say kfusu, they say tie you up, you're tied up. Harugo, you have a bullet in your head. If they would have, can you imagine they would have killed me? He said, it was such a scary place. So they never heard. And mamish b'yishvadas, very, very galasin. He didn't flinch. He says, tell me, b'nei yodam alolu, kreivim l'malchus hein? He says, yeah, they're kreivim l'malchus. He says, hey, let me ask you another question. They have susim ufrodim sheratzim achareim? When he heard they had feds, that sealed their fate. That's done that already. Snake the Bechar Shar, honestly, everything he heard up until that point, he wasn't sure yet if they did the right thing. When he heard they were kreivim l'malchus, I hear, but even that wasn't enough. Do they have susim ufrodim? What's going on here? The Teretz says he had to confirm that it was Bari Hazeka 100%. Because he was chanfening this Russia, was Rav Dustoy Rav Yana. It wasn't so pasha what he did. Norvas, he was timing, it was dangerous. So dangerous doesn't mean, oh, the powerful people. Even after he heard that if they say Kfusu v'harugu, you tie him up and you would kill him. Even when he saw how big their hats were and how deep their voices were. That wasn't enough to seal their fate. The fate wasn't sealed until he got it 100%. They were kreivim l'malchus. Oh, and by the way, they have susim ufrodim. When he heard that, said the Bechar Shar, that's when he sealed their fate. And he says, today, mamish, on a whim, we say, oh, the person there is a shiny yid. You never know. It could be dangerous. It's a gram de gram, ben benoy shal garmi. You have no choice. You have to chanfa. Mechtesi. That's the Maramachim Reb Kvega wanted you to see right here. This is that Bechar Shar.